And it's a little background music for our next guest this afternoon. We've got a lot of great local stuff going on here, and this is something I'm encouraging all my listeners to go to. I have Jenna Citrus in the house today, and she is going to be putting on an exhibition at PG's Gallery and Coffee House starting tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. That's located at 1418 West Franklin Street, and the name of it is Mixed Signals. Thanks for coming in, Jenna.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
People who are in our community, of course, know you. You've been around for a while and known for your diverse ability to put different arts out, you know, a lot of mixed media and those kind of things. Talk about Mixed Signals and why people need to attend.
Mixed Signals has two different medias that I'm exploring in the show. The first one is conceptual photography, and I paired with that different kinds of paintings to kind of contrast the conceptual works. The photographic pieces have more of a little bit of a deeper undertone, a little bit more melancholy, and the paintings kind of try to have a more healing tone to contrast that.
And, of course, PG's Gallery and Coffee House have kind of developed a reputation for a great place to present your art. Talk about your relationship with them and why you chose to have it there.
PG is one of my favorite galleries in town. Their food is absolutely amazing. I can't say enough about it. And they have shows almost every night of the week. And so you can go out there and listen to great music. And they have open mic night. And they have poetry readings. The variety of different things they have going on is vast. And each month they have a new art show as well.
Of course, PG's, if you're not exactly sure where that location is on Franklin Street, it's right next to Tin Man Brewing Company and right across the street from Lamassal's Bar and Grill. So it's kind of like the east end of West Franklin, and that's turned into a real happening place here in the last couple of years. If you partake of the Courier and Press, there was a great article in today's issue, and it's in the diversion section. And I'm just going to read something from here, and then you can kind of expand on that. It said, Jenna Citrus's pieces vary from black and white photography to swirls of contrasting color and dark hues that are in her painting. Despite the abstract nature of the exhibit, Jenna said that she wanted her art to be accessible and seen for what it is without having to explain it.
For each of the different photographic pieces, I do have a concept that goes along with each of them, and there are other ones in color as well as black and white, but I wanted to be able to have a deeper meaning that people can delve into if they want to, but also have a surface kind of that people can just kind of glance across it, and if they really don't want to get into that deeper conceptual piece, they can just kind of appreciate it as an art itself.
A lot of people who are familiar with the community and familiar with artists hear different terms, okay? And Mixed Signals, obviously, is the name of your exhibition, but I also understand that some of the things you do are mixed media, and it's not necessarily this kind or that kind. Explain that for a minute and talk about, so if somebody who's listening to me don't exactly know what that is, talk about what that's all about.
Sure thing. The different variety of media depends. There are certain different categories such as painting or drawing or photography, and usually in an art show, people try to break it down by categories, but I've been trying to go across different boundaries to make art more accessible and try to push the boundaries within art. Right now at USI, I'm taking a 3D printing class along with a web coding class, and I've started doing designs where I'll start with either photography or drawing, I'll convert them to digital pieces, and then I'll take them out and do traditional pieces kind of along with that. And so that tries to cross the different boundaries between traditional media such as painting and drawing, and then different digital medias as well.
And you say you're taking classes at USI now. Mm-hmm. Are you a student out there?
Yes.
Okay, and so obviously art is what you're pursuing. I understand for a long time, though, you were working for a local photographer. Is that correct too?
Mm-hmm. I still work for him, Daniel Knight at Studio B Photography. He's in Mount Vernon.
Excellent. Once again, we're talking to Jenna Citrus, and we're talking about her exhibition, which is going to begin tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. That's at PG's Gallery and Coffee House, and it's located right next to Tin Man Brewing Company, and that's going to be starting at 7 p.m., and it's going to run through when?
The opening ends at 9, and at 9 o'clock, four different bands will play: Gabriel King Neville, Sexy Etc., Go Nuclear, and Zach Sint.
And are these all, obviously, once again, you're really relating to a lot of the music there. Are these bands all part of the exhibition, or are they just happen to coincide with each other?
I asked them to play.
Okay.
I just
Excellent.
Went through and picked my favorite artists locally and said, would you guys come and play for my show?
A lot of things are done hand in hand. And I know that you've been associated, I think the last time, it's been a while ago, but you were up here with talking about Lightmares, mm-hmm. right? Which is Justin Sala, and that's his band. Sometimes it's a one-man band, and sometimes he has folks playing with him. I think it was in front of one of the Alhambra events a couple years ago. Talk about how art and music, I mean, we obviously know that in a general way, but specifically for you, how do they combine?
With Justin, I started out doing graphic design for album covers of his art, and then he kind of let me explore a little bit with mixing media into art shows. A couple of times I've done either live painting exhibits or I've done dancing with him, and so being able to combine different forms of art, just kind of going cross-platform, taking everything in as much as you can.
And is that, I mean, obviously if you have a relationships with the musicians and the music, as far as they know you and you know them, a lot of people associate with other, each other socially. I mean, if it's comfortable, fine. But I mean, what's really the motivation to do that? I mean, do you just all of a sudden have a light bulb go off in your head? I mean, I don't mean make it sound that simple, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is kind of that simple almost. I've been doing a couple of videos that kind of show a fast motion process of my painting, and I find them to be very bland without music. And every time I watch a video online, if there's no music, it's just like watch it for about 6 seconds and you're out
yes,
of there.
That's true.
So I've used several of Justin's songs in my video pieces to kind of accompany them.
You know, obviously if somebody was in here looking at both of us, you know, the demographic as far as age goes, there's a difference. And as we were talking about off air, one of the things I always like about this platform is being able to educate the audience, however it may be, regardless of what demographics it is, what's going on in Evansville as far as our culture, art, and music, but also to convince them that, you know, don't just say you don't like something until you at least go out and investigate it. Talk to that audience and tell them what you're, I mean, we know what you're doing, but tell them how important that kind of attitude is.
I think it's extremely important to keep an open mind. Evansville, since I've been on the scene for about 5 years, it has changed extraordinarily much. Like, I would go out and I was underage and there was nothing for me to do, and now I can go out even though I'm of age now, and there's tons of stuff from, and activities that I can go out and participate in. And I encourage anyone that hasn't really tried to go out and experience the different things going on at Evansville to give it a second chance and let see where you can go with it.
And you're also, besides doing this exhibition and obviously having some relationship with PG and some of the musicians that are going to play down there tomorrow evening, you're also involved with the Haney's Corner Art District on some level. Talk about your involvement with that and how important that whole area is down there, and especially the Renaissance it's brought into our community.
I haven't been too involved with them very recently because I've been having to go back to college, but during the summer, we ended up doing two events through Sculpt EVV, and one of them was one ended up being an art house where we took over an unoccupied home and we transformed it into a workable space of art so people could walk in and be immersed in it. And I think it's important to try to take that back to the multiple media and multiple disciplinary arts. We had 9 different artists from USI that were students there, and we were from different disciplines, woodworking, graphic design, photography, painting students, and we all got together to create a collaborative project. And I think that kind of attitude towards art in the Haney's Corner Art District is very important.
I know that we've had Al Holen in here the last couple of years, especially promoting the Empty Bowls, which is a great fundraiser for United Caring Services, and this year Aurora Incorporated were able to get some money from that fundraiser also. And talking to you along the same lines, it causes me to ask about the importance of art education in our community.
It's incredibly important. I really hope that the curricula of art hasn't been cut out in an elementary and high school level. I know at my high school at Mount Vernon, it was very strong and we were well-rounded in our art disciplines. And to start children off, letting them know that art is a career option for them as they get older and not trying to stamp it out of them and say, I do love all the STEM fields, nothing against them at all, but I do want to encourage people to be able to pursue arts if that's something that they're passionate about.
Well, and you know, one of the things about children, I mean, you know, if you're going to learn a language or do anything that's maybe creative, or, you know, when you're a child, beginning there is a lot better than deciding, you know, when you're 40 or 50 years old, you're going to do something. It's definitely a lot easier. Once again, we're talking to Jenna Citrus this afternoon here on 91.5 WEV about her opening of Mixed Signals. It's her art exhibition that's going to be at the PG Gallery and Coffee House. That's located at 1418 West Franklin Street in Evansville, Indiana. That's right next to the Tin Man Brewing Company. And that's going to kick off tomorrow evening, and it's going to start at 7 p.m. Tell everybody what's going on, who's going to be there, and if there's a cover.
There isn't a cover. It's absolutely free. Anyone can come. And from 7 to 9, it's an open reception. And come in, go as you wish, and get some food. They have beer and wine if you're into that as well. And at 9 p.m., the music kicks off, and the lineup starts with Gabriel King Neville. He does a little bit of an acoustic, folky kind of set. And then it goes to Go Nuclear and Zach Sint and ends up with Sexy Etc. And we'll wrap up around midnight.
And obviously, this is what you're concentrating on now, but what you got going on in the future? Anything you'd like to speak about?
Not really. I've got a couple travel dates planned for this summer and during spring break, so I'm going to go explore New York and Italy and see what's going on in those neck of the woods. But I'm mostly focused on graduating college in the fall and seeing where we'll go from there.
Excellent. Well, good luck with your works and especially your travel works. I know that you'll bring back some great pictures and use those as a base for whatever's coming up next. I'm sure there'll be a lot of inspiration in those two locations.
Awesome. Indeed.
Once again, we're talking to Jenna Citrus about Mixed Signals. It's the opening exhibit tomorrow evening at PG's Gallery and Coffee House, located at 1418 West Franklin Street here in Evansville, Indiana. It's free, folks. You know, get on out there, see the exhibit. They should bring some money too, right?
Yes, so they can buy food and art.
Bring some of your money so you can help support art. You know how I am. I mean, music, art, culture, it's great to look at and it's great to talk about, but everybody's got to eat. So if you really want to support them, buy what they're doing, pay the bands, pay the cover so that everybody can keep on doing what they're doing. Isn't that right?
Exactly.
Right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.